a prayer to the God of my life based upon Psalm 40, verse 5. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be counted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Glory, all honor, and might to you are yours, only yours, O Lord my God, for who you are and for your wonderful works which you have done. You are wonderful, and wonder pervades all that you have made. Your thoughts toward us, your redeemed people, cannot be counted in order and cannot be numbered, but for eternity you have thought on us, loved us, and planned wonderfully to bring your goodness to us. Your holy thoughts are so much better and greater than we can imagine, infinite in every aspect, infinitely full of holy goodness, infinitely true and glorious, infinite in number and duration, infinitely reflective of your all, infinitely surpassing greatness. Praise you, Lord and God, that your thoughts toward us are for good and not for evil, and are so much greater than our evil thoughts in every respect, so that our evil is, as it were, covered over and made nothing by your excellence. As you have removed our sins from us as far as the east is from the west, so is the greatness of your glory in your thoughts surpassing ours. How satisfying it is to know that you are Lord, and that you are good and righteous, that your will is and must be done on earth as it is in heaven. How blessed it is to want to please you and to know how to please you as you teach us so clearly and well in your holy word. How wonderful is your living word to us, the very thoughts of the holy living God toward us and given to us. Praise you, Lord and God, for your truly wonderful word. How wonderful is your creation, so full of wonder that we cannot fully comprehend it, though we are made from your hand and have been given the ability to search, reason, discover, and know. Because we are finite, we cannot comprehend the totality of this wondrous work. And how much more wonderful is your spiritual creation and reality, for the visible is made of the invisible, and the visible creation which is corrupted must give way to the changed and effective spiritual. I see massive clouds race upon the sky, driven by the wind and composed of tons of water. You move them to water the earth, which must have water to continue. The vapors of great weight move and appear to be like feathers. How wondrous is your work of salvation, of the glory of your Son's incarnation, sufferings, death, and resurrection for us sinners, the beloved of God. How great is the wonder of the mystery of Christ, the mystery of God, the virgin conception and birth, the mystery of godliness and the new birth. We cannot declare and speak fully of these glories. They are beyond us, but we rejoice in them, in you, and we worship you in holiness and love. All glory, only glory, to you, wonderful Lord and God, forever. Amen. Enable us to ever wonder and lead us in wonderment as we consider you and your works, O Lord. Amen.